I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Harry, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my glorious gigglers? I just literally stepped away from the pod so I could put my lip on. I've become a monster.
I'm actually so happy because I was home this weekend, which means it was just like a truly passive-aggressive weekend, you know? Like when your mom says something and you're just like, what does she mean by that?
It's so layered.
It's so layered.
You're like, I'm going to go in my room and just unpack that for 40 minutes, and I'll be back with one line.
I guess I should keep paying my therapist because we have a lot. When I was leaving, she was like, you're going to do your podcast today? And I was like, yep, every Monday. And she goes, can you like try and look good for it? And I was like, do I not look? She was like, no, you've been looking good, but just keep it up. And so then I got so in my head today, and I got to my apartment, I showered, I blew dry my hair, but then it was like raining out, so I put sweats on and a hat, and I panicked.
You panicked. That's how I feel every time I get ready to see you.
If I'm giving that energy, I'm so deeply sorry.
No, I'm wearing a Dennis Rodman oversized shirt. And sandals, and it's a fucking hurricane outside. No, I also took a red eye last night.
From where?
From Phoenix, Arizona. No. Also, I was in Tucson, Arizona. Try to spell Tucson. I fight for my life every time I spell Tucson. I think they change it weekly. Where the
T-U-C-S-O-N?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Do you want to know what? I never, ever, ever got in the spelling bee as in like middle school. Like I always got out right before you went like to the stage. Like you know how you would do it in your classrooms? And then like one person from each classroom would go to like the auditorium and do it. I was always right there auditorium.
It's that kind of trauma that like motivates you today to put together a good Zara set.
Yeah, that... To put together an outfit that was already put together for you. And that's what you're here for.
No, Paige, fall is like actually upon us.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to wear? Like it comes so quickly. And then the fashion mags are already talking about like spring. Summer 2026.
Because the
it's like Milan
fashion weeks that are happening right now are for what you're wearing in the spring.
See, that's girl math.
That's probably some of the most girl math. Like, so what we're wearing right now, we saw on the runway in February.
Okay.
So it's...
Do you, like, take notes?
No. Like, do I write down what trend... Yeah, like, I'll write down what the trends are, but yeah. Not because, like, I'm not going to remember, like, for different stuff.
You're like, for when you go, hey, what should I wear? Wait, everyone's wearing the cowboy boot thingies that you talked about, mm-hmm. but a lot of high knee boots.
Yeah, a lot of knee-high boots.
But then that means you have to wear, like, shorts and skorts.
No, you can tuck them into a jean.
I feel like I fight for my life when I have to tuck something.
Yeah.
Like, because my calves are very wide.
Yeah, you struggle you with your calves. You think I have big calves? No, I think you have muscular calves. But I bet it is hard for you to get a boot.
You're literally your mom. I have to go to the bathroom and process that for an hour.
You have strong calves. If my mom ever said that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck
No,
does
I
that
told you,
mean?
I went on a date and I wore a dress and the guy looked me up and down and he goes, you have strong legs. And I was like, I'm not a fucking horse, okay? You want to check my gums? Like, she's a good one. She's going to go far.
Wait, strong legs. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to run away from you if you try to murder me, like, real quick.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, we completely forgot about it because we're stupid. But Craig left a voicemail for Burner Phone asking for advice. I'd love to know what this man...
So
needs advice about.
So on Burner Phone, we'll do like a prompt.
Okay.
And I think it was, I forget what the prompt was.
Probably like relationship problems.
We get like tons of submissions. Nailed it. We get tons of submissions and you can like read them. So okay. Like Dez was just going through it, reading them, did not know it was Craig because he's just reading it.
Yeah.
And he like was reading it and I'm like, he's like, this is funny. This sounds like someone's talking about Paige. And then he clicks it. I have to play it for you. I have to play it. And we're going to play it on Burner Phone this week and give him our, like, advice.
Okay. Hey, I'm already pissed. I'm already annoyed.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call in because I've been having some issues with my girlfriend. See, she has this podcast and she likes to go on there and make fun of me. And her and her friend just talk. And then all of these people called gigglers run up to me and they say, hey. We heard this and this and this about you. And sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. So I was just wondering, what's your guys' take when you date a famous podcaster?
That's a broken man. What'd he say?
Love you both. That is a broken
that's
man.
That's a broken man. That's a broken down man.
Dez said he texted him and they started talking about tennis and Craig like never addressed the message. Like it never happened. Like that was just a random... Dez is like, are you good, bro? And he's like, tennis is really good this week. Look, let's be honest.
No, I've beaten him down so much.
So I was getting blown up about Craig's Watch Happens Live outfit.
Don't even.
We need to know the story behind it. I don't have an opinion. I don't have an
even
opinion.
Get me started.
People were just like, "What is Paige okay? Is Paige okay? And I was like, I'm talking to her on Monday.
So here's the thing with... Like, with what Craig's gonna wear.
I could tell this is, like, a heavy topic.
No,
she's
it's
exhausted.
Probably one of, like, the most annoying things of my existence. When Craig and I first started dating, I was like, oh, my God, I'm gonna change everything about you. Like,
no, but you were like, he's a good canvas.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, I can work with this. Yeah, I can work with this. Like, this is a great new project for me.
Yes.
Here we are 2 years in, and I'm like, when...
You're fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, when is the project over?
You're like, when is the due date? Can I get my money back for half of it? I'll just finish halfway.
I resign. Like, it's too much. I took on too much. And so in the beginning, I would be like, and I am self-aware enough to know that sometimes I say things and they come off very harsh, where I'm just like, don't wear that. That looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I'm not coming at you. I'm just...
But it's also out of care. I feel like the second you... Stop telling him what to wear, like, you've given
I truly up. Don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we first started dating, I'd be like, wear this and wear that. And he would get really upset by it because he would think that, like, I...
Thought he was lame.
Yeah, thought he was lame. And I'm like, you shouldn't be upset by that. I'm helping you. Yeah, we're fixing... We're literally in the midst of fixing it. This should be exciting.
This is literally Queer Eye with Paige.
You like, are Karamo. Tell me your childhood problems while I whip up a nice puttanesca.
Literally Queer Eye. I think that's why all the girls were like, this is just me dating every guy I've ever dated.
No, literally.
Let's go through your room.
And like, how are you showering in here? There's no body wash. How are we doing it?
How many guys' apartments, A, don't have conditioner, but B, don't have hand soap?
No, men's apartments are just on another level.
Do you have hand soap?
I have both of those things.
Hand soap? Wow.
I do use shampoo, like, as body wash.
Wow, humble brag.
As body wash.
Yeah.
Have you ever even bought a conditioner?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you do?
I said I have both, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. We're on track with
Okay,
Chris.
Okay, 5 stars for Chris. Chris is like, not to brag, but I do have shampoo. Don't get wet,
girls,
ladies.
Girls have showered before.
Shampoo.
I have soap.
I have shampoo, and when it runs out, I get another one.
So I would start to tell Craig what to wear, and he would get annoyed with me. And then we went through a phase where he was like, I don't need your help.
It's giving
getting dressed.
It's giving like a child who wants to put together crazy clothes
and go to middle school. And I'm like, you can't wear your dinosaur costume on national television. You can't wear your dinosaur costume. You have a spelling test today. Like, that's what I was doing at home.
It's like you know, Stassi's daughter, Hartford?
Yeah.
She, like, loves her Elsa dress.
Yeah.
And Stassi will be like, okay, like, they're doing something, like, really important. And she's, like, in her Elsa dress. And she's like, we didn't want to fight this morning.
Yeah.
We want to skip the fight.
And I pick my battles. And I truly do. And sometimes I'm
I feel like Watch What Happens Live was the time to have a battle, though.
So here's what happened. He said, I am going to get a bunch of suits custom made for me so that I just have, like, a ton of suits and I can, like, go through. And I was like, I think that's a great idea.
Did he, like, see you getting custom stuff for the reunion? And he was like,
don't get me started on him copying me. Okay. And then acting like it's his idea. Don't.
Does he need a custom suit? He has, like, the most generic, like, hot body type.
No, he can literally go buy a fucking
suit. He is a male model.
Yeah, like, he's, like, whatever. It made him feel good, made him feel important, put his, like, initials on the inside.
The guy,
he
like,
did it just to get his initials on the inside of the
guy
jacket.
Cut it, like, half a centimeter, and he was, like, custom.
Yeah, literally. So when he showed me the suit, he didn't put it on, and he just showed me the pants. And I was in L.A.
Are you sneaky?
And I was like, maybe it looks better on, but I'm not sure.
I don't see the vision.
I was not seeing the vision.
What's the story behind this look?
That suit was definitely made to be worn separately. Like the pants with a different, like, you weren't supposed to wear the jacket and the pants together. Like, there's just no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So then I called, set him up to get his hair done.
Wait, you're like doing this virtually because
yeah,
you're literally
doing
LA.
This. I'm like, yeah, I'm 3 hours ahead. I'm like setting up a hair appointment for my child. And I don't know what happened, but my guy like blew his hair out. But it just was too, what is going
on? I do have to say, we're making fun of his looks because he is so good looking. Continue, Paige.
No, for sure. So he walks into my apartment that night, like after, and I was just, and he was like, the first thing he said to me was, everybody loved my outfit and everybody asked where I got it. And I said, did
it's
they?
It's giving Mean Girls. No. Oh my God, where did you get that bracelet?
I go, did they? Did they actually ask where
Andy
you Cohen got
goes,
it?
Cute outfit.
And I was like, did you tell anyone that I picked this out? And he was like, no, Paige. Like, Andy asked, like, did Paige help you? And I said, no, she didn't
You're
help
like,
me. And I was
thank
like,
thank
God. I was like, oh my God, I literally have so many mean DMs.
Wait, so most Watch What Happens Live, most reality TV people, if they even, like, are friends with the person, they will show up and sit in the audience.
Yeah.
Why have you never been?
I've been one time. I feel like it's, sometimes I feel like it's a little thirsty.
Yeah, for sure.
Where I'm just like, I don't need to. But here's the other thing that annoys me.
Also, we're New Yorkers.
If I wear a bad outfit, which has never happened in my life.
No.
But if I were to wear a bad outfit, no one's commenting on Craig's Instagram being like, oh my God, you're horrible for Paige. Like, let her wear what she wants. You clearly picked this out. Like, I was like, I had nothing to do with
it. No, I was getting attacked. I was getting attacked. I didn't even know he was on Watch What Happens Live. Then I saw the photo and I said, I need to attack Paige now. I was bullying you online. But the thing is, I, you know, that I have a side to me that is Craig, where, like, I know it would kind of, like, get a reaction out of you. I think he wanted attention. It was a cry for help.
No, he just loves getting attention.
It was a cry for help.
And he
got it.
Yeah, got it, for sure. And then I literally texted my stylist, and I was just like, we need to do a whole revamp on Craig's wardrobe, like, yesterday.
Every now and then I'll get a TikTok of, like, a guy doing outfits.
Yeah.
And every now and then, like it does give me the ick, yeah. But I'm like, if they could take, like, 30% influence of this guy's,
yeah, there's
I would
no
like
fashion influencers for the guys.
There are. I found some, and I'll send. I don't know why they come up in my algorithm, but, like, they're a little fashion forward for, like, the average boyfriend.
Anyway, so
do you have any final statements?
My final statement was that I had nothing to do with that suit.
You go, I've never met that man.
Are there ever times where you're with your significant other and you're like, but it's not you? I felt like uncomfortable. Like, he came, I was in bed already when he got home because it was like 12. He came and sat on, like, this end of my bed and, like, put his hand on my leg, and I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, you don't look like yourself. Like, I'm freaked out. Like,
you, like, smell him. You're like,
like, who are you?
Avril Lavigne?
Like, get out of my apartment.
I actually had a bad face day.
I hate that.
No, but, like, we're also doing things publicly. Like, I didn't really look at myself in the mirror all day, and then I went to do a show, and, you know, I do the same exact makeup that I do every show. I do the same exact hair. I put the same on stupid outfit.
Yep.
I go in the green room, and I look in the mirror, and, like, the whole shape of my face was weird.
It's off.
So I go, it's the lighting. I go in the bathroom. It's not good. I look at Dez, and I go, do I look weird right now? You don't ask a straight guy. He's like, no. You look the same.
Yeah, you look like yourself.
You look good. You look like yourself. And I kept, like, trying to see myself at different angles. I had a full existential crisis. Next day, back to me.
Gorgeous.
I don't know who she was. Maybe it was an alien.
I think it's something to do with, like, what's, like, your cycle.
I agree. I felt like I was bloated in, like, a weird part of my face where, like, I don't know what was going on. But bad face days are real, and we just have to embrace it.
They're terrifying, too. Because you're just like, this isn't, like, why is my makeup not going on right?
No.
Like, I don't, like, I've used this foundation. Why today is it not the same color as my face? I'm like, what from yesterday to today that my foundation mixed up a new color?
See you in small claims court to the makeup I use every single day. Also, we have to talk about that hilarious meme about the judge. What is it?
I sent it to my brother. It was like a person to the judge, and it was like, you weren't even there for real, so shut up. And that's so true. Like, if I was ever in court and the judge was like,
that's honestly how I feel, like, during a reunion with Andy Cohen. I'm like, you don't let me have it.
Wait,
Andy, but you don't
roll the fucking tape.
Andy, you saw, like, a 30-second clip.
That's another thing during reunions. How come, like, when you're watching a reunion and there's, like, some crazy bitch that's like, roll the tape, roll the, like, they don't immediately roll what she's talking about, or roll them in studio so that we can all be like, see? Like, why don't they do that?
Because then it's, like, way too meta for people. Actually, there was a clip that someone showed from Dance Moms, and it's hard because that footage is locked after reality TV. Like, it's gone forever.
Yep.
That's why, like, Jill Zarin's got in trouble for, like, recording stuff because, like, people get nervous. They want to, like, have it all.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was a Dance Mom thing about this girl dancing, and they showed the clip, and it shows her, like, hold a pose, like she forgot what the next move was, and it cuts to, like, everyone in the audience being like, and it looks like the most awkward, like, she froze. And then they had another clip showing that, like, she literally didn't freeze at all. And she continued it. And everyone was freaking out online. And I was like, that is called
reality TV.
I mean, I don't want to get canceled.
But that's reality
it's
TV.
It's wild.
No, I got it.
Speaking of reality TV, Taylor Swift has her own reality TV show right now that is incredible. Premium content.
Do you ever feel like, even though we're grown adults and we're in our 30s, do you ever feel like you're constantly in high school?
The whole, like, football player and her in the crowd.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm in this high school, but I'm like not in the cool crowd.
Oh, no. Hot take. This was the first time I was like, because Taylor Swift is relatable because she's in the bleachers, not with, like, she's not the cheerleader hooking up with the football player. Isn't that the whole song? She's like, she's cheer captain I and feel I'm like on the bleachers.
After you're famous for 5 years, you're no longer relatable.
True. But she's somehow been able to be like, I'm still like nerdy. Yeah. Whatever.
But she's not.
I do.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, she's relatable to people.
Yeah.
Because she says certain things that she knows will be relatable. I bet if you actually woke up at 8 a.m. with Taylor Swift and did a whole day with her, nothing about what she did is relatable.
In her documentary, which I've watched 100 times, she starts doing the nails of this, like, dancer, like, painting his nails. And mm-hmm. the guy's like, oh, you're good at that. He's probably lying.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I had to do my own nails for a long time because I can't go outside. And it went from, like, so relatable to, like, the least relatable thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, Taylor. So you're saying that a nail, like, stylist comes to your house, sets up all her shit, and then does your nails? Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Don't come
no,
for Taylor.
No, I'm not coming for Taylor. I'm actually not coming for Taylor.
We love Taylor. But it was something where when the rumors were not like, oh, they were spotted together. Travis Kelce just, like, said on a podcast that he thought she was cute.
They put on a full performance.
And then, so it's a bit. It's fully a bit. Because also,
I believe that they've never met.
They've never met. Also, the fact that they were leaving the game together in that, like, one shot. That was,
then they someone's got mom took car, that. Like his,
they got in his car?
Like, convertible
That's
car.
Not how after games work.
Did you see the thing that people were convinced that instead of her walking out of his, like, the box that she was sitting in, that she got into, like, the popcorn thing? Did you see that? That, like, because she couldn't walk out, yeah. that there was just so many people waiting for her.
Okay,
that she got inside of, like, what they bring the food in, and they took her out.
I was talking to Des about it, and I was trying to be like, is this just, like, a PR move? And he's like, maybe she just wanted to, like, live a little.
Yeah.
Which, like, I kind of, but it's also, like, you still have to deal with so much attention in that moment.
My hot take on the whole thing is a little bit yes and no, that it's PR. I think he said, oh, I think Taylor Swift's pretty, or, like, I would want to chill with her. And she, being a girl, was like, yeah, he's so fucking hot. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna act on that.
Yes.
Like, okay, yeah, I'll come to that game. They've never hung out before. No. I don't think they're going to be the newest couple
no.
at all.
He had a reality TV dating show where he was the bachelor on E!
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, but he's he's a personality. He's hot.
Wait, I don't like that.
No, it's a bit. I'm telling you,
okay,
it's a bit.
Yeah.
So I looked at his past relationships. When I tell you it's the opposite of Taylor, you guys Google it. Tell me what you think.
The opposite of Taylor.
But
he's
then
not-
I just did a bit that I posted, a stand-up clip, so I don't want to, like, repeat myself, but I will. Because it's on fucking point. Look at her exes. Joe Alwyn, I said, looked like a basket-weaving Mormon.
Yeah.
And then I said, Matt Healy, who was like 3 seconds ago, looks like a cigarette.
Yep.
And I think this is a little, like, to really show, like, Matt Healy's not a thing, even though he's already with that girl, Gabriette, who we have not hit on Giggly Squad.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't want to know. It was all against my will.
Yeah.
But then Travis is like, I guess he's universally hot, but, like, he's...
Yeah.
I feel like if you like the skinny, artsy dudes...
You're not going...
You're not into Travis?
Absolutely not.
See, I'm into Travis.
I'm into Travis.
No, I'm into Travis. No,
okay.
But Travis, though, I would never feel safe with him.
Like
he's cheating on me.
Yes.
He's cheating on me.
Like, while I'm having sex with Travis,
he's cheating on me.
He's thinking of another girl.
No, he's cheating on me while I'm having sex with him. I don't know how he is, but he's doing
it.
Okay.
For sure.
And, like, he's...
Like, but, you're not taking him seriously because you're just like,
or
there's no way.
Hot take. Someone is saying maybe they both have not been with the right people and he actually needs someone who's just like his mom and her mom looks just like his mom.
Yeah.
And that's perfect.
I think it's funny that, like, he went to go see her in concert at that stadium and then she went to go see him.
Yeah, so the story was apparently he goes, like, big dick energy and was like, I want to see Taylor. I made her a bracelet with my phone number on it. Calm down.
You know what?
No, I'm not into it.
I'm so not into it. And do you want to know what it's kind of reminding me of?
It's thirsty. He makes her this bracelet and then he's basically like, I want to meet her.
Yeah.
And then her people were like, so she has to sing 44 songs tonight. Mama's working.
Yeah. She's literally not talking. Mommy's working.
Mommy's working. She's not talking before the show or after the show. She has to rest her voice. But then she was yelling in the crowd. Yeah. Anyway, I was like, don't hurt your vocal cords, Taylor. Right. We have important things to do later. Don't try to impress a man. Then he basically was like, I was kind of took it personally that she didn't want to see me. And I was like, she has hundreds of thousands of women that need her right now.
No, I'm like off on him.
No, I'm so I'm off like on, out him. On him. He also like still wears an earring and he's like, what is, how old is he? 36? I don't know. I feel like if you wear an earring after 27, it's like, what are you overcompensating for?
No, I don't like that.
You're like the shimmery earring then, is like distracting.
Some people were like, oh my God, the outfit he wore like after the game was like in reference to her one album. And no.
Hot take. That was as bad as Craig's Watch Robin's Life outfit. What was worse?
I mean, it was bad.
I mean,
I just think it was like,
it's giving Craig.
Sometimes I like when Travis wears like crazy stuff because I do think he's like swaggy.
I think it's fun.
And
yeah.
Like, I think he dresses cool. But
that was such an orchestrated
thing. It was just so awkward.
Honestly, I feel like she's above it.
Yeah.
I feel like she didn't need to. But then Des was like, let her have fun. And I'm
she did put a statement out and it was like, it was like someone from her team being like, he invited Taylor to the game and she thought like, what a fun way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like on her end, it was very wholesome and it was like, whatever, I'm this famous. If I'm going to go somewhere, obviously I'm going to get attention. But I just think he's doing it because she's obviously the most famous person he would ever get.
See, like, yeah.
And I think she's doing it because it's fun, but I don't think either of them like each other. Like,
no,
that.
And I just don't think he deserved Taylor's eyes.
Yeah.
On him.
But how perfectly put that, like, she can wear red lipstick and, like, his team is red and then it's just, like, a whole thing.
I would love to know what was actually happening in the booth. Like, she was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
She's like, why is he kicking now?
Wait, can we talk about Taylor and Sophie going to dinner? Because that was a PR stunt.
Yes. The thing is, Taylor is on her shit right now, and this is a little layered, but, like, I'm a little worried for her because she's very close to the sun.
I was just going
to
say that.
She's very
close
to
the sun. She's, like, getting revenge, and it's happening too perfectly.
That makes me nervous because, like, when things are going too well and you're too hot, that's when someone comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And bad. So, like, I'm not putting this out there. I'm just saying, Taylor, you don't need – you've won.
Yeah.
You've won.
What'd you think about her going out with Sophie?
I think there's nothing that bonds two women more than
hating the same man.
Hating the same man.
Yeah.
Having a traumatic experience where you feel so alone and then you look at her and she's like, you're not crazy. He did the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Or like, you're not crazy for not being into him because like I've hated him. It's that thing where like people will see a guy with a new girl and be like, oh, so-and-so must be jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And then that girl is thinking, I can't wait for that girl for it to hit her.
Yes.
And be like, I know why that girl left.
Yeah. Or you're just like,
that is a beautiful moment. And then you look at her and
you're like, it looks
bonded.
Amazing, but I know what he's like. And I bet whatever they're doing right now is miserable. Like, she's miserable.
And then when she breaks up, you want to hit her up so bad.
So
and be
badly.
Like, can we please goss?
Yeah.
Can we please gop? Because a lot of the time, when a guy's good-looking, people assume that he's like,
great
to be with.
Yeah.
And it's not always like that.
I feel like the better looking.
For sure.
The like more annoying you are.
Oh, for sure. Like, for sure.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. I feel like my makeup routine gets just, I don't know, lazier and lazier. And really, I'm only talking like Monday through Friday. Like, I'm not putting on a full eye on a Tuesday afternoon when I just have a few meetings. That's why I've been obsessed with Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener. It's the one-stop shop when it comes to my eyes. First, it's kind of like a highlighter stick, and it's made to brighten and open your eyes, and it basically gives you an instant eye lift. I apply it in the inner corners of my eyes to make it look like I'm rested. It's more effortless, but I also use it as a full eyeshadow, and it's just like a one swoop and you're done. It's basically a foolproof formula, and it makes it so easy to apply, and it comes in 16 different shades. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/gigglysquad. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/gigglysquad for 20% off your first order.
Also, I did watch Barbie.
You did?
I finally watched Barbie. Yeah.
What'd you think?
So it started off and Des could not handle the whole like, hi Barbie, hi Barbie, hi Barbie. He like couldn't. Yeah. He was like, I need to go to sleep. He couldn't. He was like, it was too shrieky.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like they're just setting up the premise, but it's fine. But in the beginning, you're kind of like, okay, give me more.
Yeah. It was like slow.
And then I think I loved all the points that were made.
I loved the monologues, the speeches, the monologues, great stuff.
Yes.
What was the plot?
Honestly, the best part of the movie was just, like, the one-liner at the end. Like, it was really losing me towards the end when it was getting, like, she was,
what'd
like,
in
heaven
about,
or
like,
something.
What'd you think about, like, the dance numbers?
The dance numbers?
You didn't need them.
I knew that I was just thinking of you.
Yeah.
Like, you I was, like, Paige is hating this. Ryan Gosling loved it.
Yeah.
You could tell that he was, like, and again, and 5, 6, 7, 8, again. I just envisioned him, like, in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, I just, like, I think this is the same. Like, I was never a boy band girl, really, growing up. Huh? There's something about a choreographed number of all men that I don't want it.
Choreographed number does give an ick, like, in the most uncomfortable way you can ever imagine.
Yeah, like if they're counting 5, 6, 7, 8, and then bah. Yeah, like I'm out.
And then the one guy has to go off on his own and do a solo.
Yeah,
and
like,
he's
I don't want
so
it.
Main character energy in that moment. And then like it's like you're not attracted to him because he's trying too hard. And then the guys in the back, I'm like, you didn't even get picked for the solo. I'm turned off left and right.
I feel like there has to have been something traumatizing that happened to me that like I am really against men in the arts. I'm really not here for it.
Well, Claudia Autry said that men shouldn't write.
They probably shouldn't. Like, she's probably onto something. Like, I don't want them performing to me. I don't want...
Men need to do the busy work.
Yeah, like,
do
I don't...
Do the busy work.
I don't want them singing and dancing to
men
me.
Men should do admin. Women, we will create.
Women should perform.
We create life. We create stories. We create beauty. Men... Just try not to start a war.
Yeah, just like
you don't need to do a choreographed dance.
Sit on your hands and shut up. Like, just stop.
You go, let's play the quiet game. First one to speak loses.
Literally. Oh, God. I feel like a mom all the time.
I do have to say, were you NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
Anyone who was Backstreet Boys, see you in small claims court.
See you in court. But also, Give it up for my 98 degrees girlies, because I was also low-key in 98 degrees, and...
Because they were, like, alternative.
Well, I just felt like Nick Lachey wasn't getting the accolades of, like, how hot he truly was.
But also, like, he's another example of one of those hot guys that, like, dating him is probably...
A nightmare. And really, dating all men is nightmarish.
Jessica Simpson took all the flack.
Yeah.
When he was honestly gaslit her the whole entire show.
He was like, you don't do anything. She was like, sorry, I'm just like running the country. And that was like Jessica Simpson time. Like Jessica Simpson at that point in time was like,
you have to organize the house. And she's like, I'll pay someone. No, I just got back from a world tour.
She's like, sorry, 3 minutes ago. Literally starring in the Dukes of Hazzard, just being the hottest I've ever been.
Well, that's also why, like, I feel like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, there's no way that's going to work because they're both on the road. He needs to be the star.
Yeah.
And, like, let's be honest, babe, you're not.
Also, athletes need to be the star.
You're poor.
Yeah.
Like, compared to Taylor Swift, you're poor.
Wait, that's so crazy to think
about. He's one of the top paying athletes, but it's like Tom Brady and Giselle. Tom was making less than Giselle. Taylor Swift is making so much more money than that man. I want her and Kim Kardashian. Kim, I know you listen.
To start a dating app?
That was not what I was going to say at all. But should they?
What do you want them to do together?
I want them to date guys who like don't have an Instagram.
Yeah, but like...
Or like businessmen. I want them to find someone like how
who works
George
in HR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how George Clooney found a mall. Yes. They need to find their Amal. Like yes. Amal is gorgeous, but like she doesn't need the limelight.
Has
she's so confident in herself.
On.
She also like helps people.
Yeah. People like don't talk about that enough. She's like really like she's out here
Game
doing
over.
Things. Yeah.
Amal is
I could not tell you what she does.
She's helping.
But she
that woman
making a difference.
Why doesn't she run for president?
I don't know. But think about like the outfits that would grace the White House.
I mean, she's my ultimate. Like me and Dez aspire
to be George and Amal.
Yeah, but people compare us mostly to Ryan.
Ron.
Sirhan.
You were gonna say Ronnie and Sammy. It's like, wow, what a throwback.
Don't make fun of my toe. Don't make fun of my toe. You know I'm really sensitive about that. No, Ryan Sirhan and his gorgeous wife, they compare us to, which is like, oh, God. Sorry.
No, not Greg again. That is no.
Side note, our newsletter is up and fucking running harder than ever before. Knees up like Travis Kelce scoring a touchdown.
I think that our newsletter is... I can't even put it into words because sometimes
I'm speechless.
Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, I know that I gave that link of things that you should buy, but like I want to rebuy it because I'm like so proud of it.
No, because I need a place. I love when things are organized, just like telling me what
it's
I
also
need.
Funny to like look at yours because I don't know what
we don't
you
talk about.
No, we don't talk about it. So like I don't know what
if we
you're
chose the same
in.
Thing 1 week.
It'd be so funny. Grace, don't tell us if we ever choose the same thing.
I do have to come for one of your recommendations.
What?
Okay, I bought the Octabuddy.
And what?
It's that thing you put on the back, and it basically is like octopus. Okay, it creeps me out when your hands are touching it, and you just feel.
I love it.
Oh, I hate that. I don't like that you're touching all these like little tentacles. And then, like, I try. There's only certain things you could put it against.
You can
stays.
Only not put it on, like, a wall.
Isn't that the only thing you want to put it on?
No.
What else
no,
would you
like,
put
you
it on?
You can't put it on, like a wall in your apartment. Like, you can put it on a mirror. You can put it on the refrigerator.
Because I
put
went
it
up
on
to
the
wall
window.
And it dropped.
Yeah,
and
no,
I said, I want my
like,
money
put
back.
Put it on, like.
Also, I feel like stuff gets in the little octopusy.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
You know how, like, Kendall Jenner doesn't, like, like a lot of dots or like a lot of circles. There's like a phobia of it.
Neither does Sierra.
What's it called? Can someone Google that when you're afraid of like a lot of holes? That's what it's giving me, like all the little holes.
Got it.
I don't like it.
I like to purposely see things like that, take a picture, and then text it to Sierra just to ruin her day.
Oh my God, I'll start doing that too.
Yeah, start doing
like
that.
Double.
It really upsets her. Like one time I was drinking an espresso martini and the bean, there were so many beans. Oh. So I took a picture and I sent it to her.
But if there's
she hated it.
If there's more than three beans or less than three beans, I'm calling the police.
If you can't see the beans, like they've sunk to the bottom, get the bartender out here because we have to talk about something.
What's it called?
Trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
I feel like they're running out of like, they could have done better with
that's
that
like
one.
A guy named Trip. That was
like, it's like when everyone's obsessed with me. Also, speaking of buying stuff, why are, this is becoming adult, why are picture frames so expensive?
Are they?
Not picture frames, but like, you know, you buy like a poster and you're like, oh, I need a frame. Yeah. It's like $80.
Well, what are you out here framing?
Oh, I love to buy stuff on Etsy. Like I buy like vintage posters on Etsy, like New Yorker magazine posters. And then I'm like, oh fuck, I need it. If you don't put a frame around it, it looks college.
Yeah.
The frames and works are so fucking expensive. And if I want, God forbid, I want silver, a fake silver, it's $120.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And also I don't want like a little, also you'll order it and it'll be like tiny. Because it's like $30.
Sometimes, like, I've ordered things on Etsy. I love Etsy, but sometimes I've ordered things and I've just been like, what?
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Also, something I'm annoyed at.
Yeah.
Ballet flats.
I saw this on the list and I knew something was coming about it. What in particular are you annoyed by?
I think it's my body type. Yeah. Not to bring it back to the beginning, but yeah. I have massive, strong legs. Something about me wearing a ballet flat just seems like a rhinoceros trying to, like, ice skate. Like, there's something aesthetically wrong with it. I'm meant to wear big – okay, you're laughing too hard. I'm meant to wear, like, big dad sneakers because it evens out.
Okay, but I'm just going to say this. But we're kind of going into, like, it's getting colder, so I don't even know if you'll have the opportunity to do this.
Thank God. Thank God for society. I'm going to scare someone.
The seasons.
We also, yeah, belly flats, it's your toes will be sweaty in the summer. Your top of your foot, whatever that's called, is going to be freezing in the fall.
You are a Lower East Side girly, though. Like, you like the Lower East Side aesthetic. Yes. You love a maxi skirt and, like, a tank. Yes. And you're like, maybe I'll throw a rogue braid in my hair.
Yes.
You could have done a flat then. Mm-hmm. but you did a sandal instead.
Also, flats in New York, you step in one puddle, you're done.
Yeah. You also could lose a foot. Flat with like a mini skirt, but you never really wear a mini skirt.
No, because honestly, the thighs are thighing too hard. When I wear a miniskirt, you see the back of my labia.
So you would have to do it with a certain kind of jean, but I already know that you don't own that kind of jean.
I know your Rolodex, it's not there.
And that's a perfect example of, I didn't mean that to sound mean.
You are your mother.
I'm genuinely just saying, I know that you don't own those.
I have a problem with jeans right now because if it's too tight, I will not wear it.
Yeah.
And I like the 90s straight leg, but like, again, I have curvy, like my calves do not fit in these sometimes.
And then the ballet flats, they're not for you.
That was so mean. You're like, then maybe you just don't fucking wear it. Then maybe it's not for you. You're like, sorry, it's not for everyone.
I've personally been loving
that. Monster.
I've been out here ballet flatting.
Wait, where? Oh, yeah, because you put it in the newsletter.
Yeah, I love them.
Are you just like prancing like a little cunt? I hope you step in a fucking puddle and I hope you get chlamydia from that puddle.
I literally have an audition at Juilliard out there.
Like, is there even a bottom to it? Like,
I'm actually just floating.
Like, is there, like, could you slip? Like, how are girls even walking? This is the patriarchy telling you to wear stilettos or a ballet flat in New York City. Also, because you don't walk, you Uber. You literally,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, where is she, like, walking so much?
I'm walking around the Lower East Side.
Okay, like, the other day I wore with a little mini dress. I wore with a mini dress. Yesterday I wore them with, like, little, like, black, like skinny pants. Like, they look like worky pants. It was like a Sunday I wore them to church with my mom because she like likes when I wear like a cute church outfit.
You are such a fake bitch.
Yeah, I am.
I got attacked for my shoes this weekend because I wear on stage my chunky Steve Maddens.
Yeah, your sandals.
And someone was like, and I get a lot of like, link it, babe, link it. Link it, thank you. And I'm like, suck on that, bitch. The competitiveness of what someone like when people hate my outfit, they lose. They go, Paige is so up, is punching a wall right now. And then when it's good, someone's like, Paige did a great job with their outfit. I've never gotten credit once for an outfit.
I love that when you went to the VMAs, like such a great moment.
$8,000 for styling.
But such a great moment. Like, you and your husband, you look stunning. You look gorgeous. Like, I'm posting your picture. I'm commenting on everything. I'm like, I'm going to other people posting you, liking that. Like, you're just having such a moment. And all the messages were like, good job styling her. And I'm like, thanks.
No, someone literally reported, they were like, Paige was the brains behind this masterpiece. And like, they don't even have, my stylist was literally airboxing in a corner. Like, she worked so hard.
I should have gone on my story and done like a thank you. Oh my God, that's so funny.
What was I talking about?
I don't know. Oh, your Steve Madden shoes.
Oh yeah. So someone was like, burn these shoes. And I don't normally respond to negative energy.
Yeah. Because you love those shoes.
I love these shoes. Yeah. And I said, you know what? I have to perform for hours doing my art.
Yeah.
These are the only shoes that are comfortable that have a heel for my stubby leg. This all that fits me right now. And I didn't see what she responded. That's how mad I was. Yeah. I was like, I'm not even going to see the response. Yeah. But I want to let her know that you attacked. Wait.
I've done that a few times too, where like someone have said something mean to me and then I'll say something 10 times meaner back. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, guess what? I'm never going to reopen this.
It literally was my, this is all that fits me right now. Yeah. You should feel bad. Yeah. You should feel bad because I will wear heels. And then by the third show, I'm like, people can tell I'm uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
And like, at the end of the day, the fact that I'm even wearing a platform, mm-hmm. is a win for me.
And you, if you're like Hannah and you don't really like a heel, our favorite comfy heels are the LaRue.
The LaRue's ones. Are good. And I'll
They're
do
expensive,
those.
They're expensive, but if you buy like one good black, one pair, black pair, you're going to wear. Yeah.
They're like $300. It's an investment. But I'll wear them for the giggly shows because I respect women in the arts. But like, look at the average female stand up. They're not wearing heels every show.
Right.
So anyway, before you attack someone, with strong legs and a long torso. Just fucking worry about yourself, bitch.
You know what? I think about you a lot, too, because I have such a short torso. And sometimes I think, like, wow, if I just had, like, a little bit longer of a torso like Hannah, I'd look way better in this.
You attacked my 17-year-old torso when I posted that photo when I was wearing that vest.
Crazy.
I know, because I didn't know I had a long torso
yet.
The
proportions of your body in that photo were nuts.
No, I didn't know I had a long torso, so I was wearing these like all these low-rise things, and no one said anything until I got to college, and someone was like, babe,
you have a long
torso. Put your torso away. You're scaring people. But then when Britney does it, it's like iconic. So like it's a lose-lose for
Britney Spears.
Britney has a beautiful long torso, and people love it. I mean, lately.
Yeah, something's going on there. Let's not even get into that today.
Let's not. Okay, let's start the pod. What should we talk about? Wait, what did you write? Barbie Botox.
Oh my God. It's my new thing that I'm on. Like, I'm off getting my boobs done, and now I need to get Barbie Botox immediately. I need to get it. I kept seeing it on TikTok. It's your shoulder blades right here. They're putting like a ton of, like, you put Botox in each side, and it's supposed to make your back look stunning, gorgeous, and like help with your posture and help with like the tension in your neck. And if I didn't already prove my case, I feel like I have big trap muscles.
This is what happens when you're limited to model and you're just like trying to get attention.
And
she's like, my cuticles
like,
are so fucking long.
No, and I want to go and get it because it's supposed to make like your.
Oh, because you won't be, like, using those muscles because they're Botoxed. I feel like people with bad migraines get that. Like, they get it.
Okay. Then, like, yeah, I also have migraines. No, it's supposed to really help with the tension.
I feel like you're trying to solve other problems with insane TikTok trends.
Yeah. And really, all I need to do
is drink some water.
Drink water. And, like, go to bed at a decent hour. Like, I'm up at 3 a.m. being like, Barbie Botox is what I need. That'll solve all my fucking problems.
No, I will literally find a girl with red hair and be like, and find the kind of red hair that she, I almost box dyed my hair yesterday.
If you ever get in those moods, can you call me so I can come over? And because I've wanted to dye someone's hair for a while.
Oh, you want to enable it?
Yeah. No, I want
to
be like
in on
it.
The only thing that made me not do it is because I like heard all the voices of like people in my life to be like, why would you box dye your hair?
I think we should do it.
Oh, YouTube.
I think
it.
I could do it.
Well, this girl who was a waitress at the stand-up club this weekend, I was like, did you have to bleach it before you went like that? And she was like, no, babe. And I was like, I don't care that you have 18 tables to bus right now. You need to find on Amazon where you got this box dye.
Let's do it.
She finds it. She sent it to me. It's like this copper. It's a L'Oreal, like high color copper L'Oreal is what it's called. I was looking at it for like 10 hours last night.
I think we should do it this week.
Will Emrata feel like I'm copying her?
We'll do it like a little darker.
Than Emrata.
Yeah.
Is she back to brown?
I don't know. She's your friend.
She didn't tell me.
I can't keep up with all your new friends.
Neither can I. There's so many of them. Also, I do have to say, in regards to boob jobs.
Yeah.
Obviously, after you have a kid, it's like a different game, but like.
Oh, I'm getting a boob job after I have a kid. That's crazy talk.
I talked to my friend who had one before kids, and she. It looks amazing, and she is just like, I regret it, because if you gain, like, 5 pounds, you just feel, like, hefty.
Oh, yeah.
And by hefty, I don't mean fat. I just – you feel like you have a like, weight on you.
It's funny, because I feel that every day, where I just feel like, wow, I have a lot of – I can just feel my water weight because I don't eat right. Like, you can just, like, feel the bloat. So I get that. Like, so then if I also had boobs, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, also, like, I – randomly, like, some years of my life have big boobs.
Yeah.
And then, like,
you have a great size boob.
I was, like, waiting for you to compliment my boobs.
Yeah, you have good boobs.
Thank you.
People don't talk about your boobs enough. But here's the thing. You don't put them out enough. Like, if I had your size boob, I feel like I'd be showing it more.
Well, that's – I really – my toxic trait
– You're all about your butt.
Yes, but I also, like, fully think that I could make it as Instagram thought.
I think you could too.
Like, I could fully
start. Do you
want to
know why, though?
Why?
Because you do have a long torso. And so, like, your squat pictures look better
Insane.
Than other people.
Oh, yeah. When you do a squat, you literally look like a head is coming out of a knee.
I'm small. And you're long people statue don't realize has.
I'm doing squat model. Photos because when I stand, I look like just a torso. So when I sit down, people are like, oh, there's a butt there. It's all covering insecurities.
Yeah.
There's no confidence.
Certainly not over here. So anyhow.
Wait, there's one last thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson dating Madeline Klein. Wasn't he in rehab?
How? I've never seen a man leave rehab and immediately fall into like the most beautiful pussy. Most men are on the streets.
I literally most started living with their mom. How did he even have the time? How did he DM? Like, what?
Was he DMing her in rehab?
And was she like, are you, like, how's it going?
Are you
like,
okay?
Like, is everything cool?
But we cannot judge
No,
her.
we're not judging.
Because if a man, we've hit up worse. Like, a man in rehab.
Yeah, no, that's, like,
that's just
like a Tuesday. Yeah, that's.
And he's like, I just haven't found the right girl to keep me on track. And you're like, ooh, I'm feeling my project management. I'm going to update my resume.
And then he walks out in a striped suit and you're like, all my work for nothing.
No, you're like, this is bad for my resume, Craig. Like, people see this. You're like, no, I'm losing credibility at this point.
No, because you want to know what? I get so stressed out about outfits and I get so emotional about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you make all of this up in your head. And
no,
I
but
go,
you're taking on his stress.
And I'm like, make it all up in my head. If I don't have the best outfit, like, I'll lose my fucking mind. And he's like, okay, because you're, like, making that up. You don't need to have the best outfit.
If I get one compliment on the outfit, I'm like, she won.
Yeah.
She did it. Mm-hmm. We're like, everyone expects you to have the best outfit, so you have so much more pressure.
Yeah.
It's like if I, like, do a podcast and don't say one thing funny, everyone's like, Hannah's a liar.
Yeah, like, Hannah's, like, not on it today. Like, what's going on with Hannah? We should all just kill Hannah.
So I totally understand.
Well, it's just, like, stressful out here.
It's just stressful.
I feel like we need, like, a good four-day nap. What do you think?
Dude, I had a red eye. I haven't slept in years.
Yeah, I don't know how you travel as
but
much
my
as
favorite
you do.
Pods are when we're really tired.
Sometimes I see you on Instagram, like, going and doing things, and I, like, will audibly say, wow, how does she do this?
No, the gigglers really will message me, and, like, I'll post all my tour dates, and they go, just checking in.
Yeah. No, that's
no, it's so,
so
nice.
Sweet.
They go, like, aren't you tired, babe?
Yeah.
They're like, we don't, you could cancel tonight. Yeah. They're literally like, we don't need to go. You don't have to go.
After Fashion Week, I got some of the nicest messages from gigglers being like, you looked gorgeous. Now, please, please go take a nap. And I'm like,
well, your Fashion Week, like, it was, the week was done and it was like a Tuesday and you were still posting. And I literally messaged you and I was like, hi, how did this happen? Did you get your days confused? Did you owe someone money?
I went to one cocktail party and Hannah was like, are you okay? Do you need to be picked up?
Did you get kidnapped? Anyway, fall is upon us, which means we don't have to pretend we're fun anymore. You don't have to go to any more parties. And I'm, like, happy. That's our like, hot take is, like, I
don't want to see anyone.
I don't need summer. Summer is too much pressure to have fun. It's time to relax now. Go hide, mm-hmm. like, under some covers. Mm-hmm. And, like,
get in bed.
Like,
I'm about to go home.
Eat some nuts for the winter.
You know what? People don't talk about enough how when it rains in New York City, we live in a different world. Like, no one's going out.
It's vacation.
It's
a snow day.
It's adult snow day. Every time it rains in New York, I'm like, it's a snow day. No one's leaving.
Well, that's why
apartment.
I texted you before the pod. Because I felt like.
Did you get nervous? Like, I wasn't going to come?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to come.
Got it.
It's raining outside, and I texted you, and I was. Like, see you soon.
Yeah, you're my mom.
Would you rather me say, see you at the pod in 30 minutes? I feel like that's, like, attacking
No,
you.
It's very cute when you say, see you soon. Okay. It's funny. But it did make me feel like when I was leaving my parents' house and my mom being like, okay, and you know.
You have a curfew.
Do your stuff.
Don't be a slut.
Like, means, like, stop binge eating, smoking weed, and maybe wake up in the morning. Thank you.
You guys, we still have a couple tickets left for Toronto. Toronto has like 8,000 tickets. I don't know how big this place is, but it's huge.
This is our biggest venue we've ever performed in.
And New York,
Toronto,
I think, is completely
Friday.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Our newsletter is, how do people get to the newsletter? The link tree in our Instagram. And then we have a new website that's coming out. Also, this is a hot take. Mm. Do you guys think that we should update our logo?
Yeah.
Because Paige's dad.
Okay. I brought up updating our logo, I would say, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And my dad had a real
visceral reaction.
Real visceral reaction against it. He had a bone to pick with me. He said, your logo is gorgeous. It's iconic. It's so you guys. Don't you dare change it. So then we kind of like put it on the back burner.
I think we put it on a shirt. I just think
I think I get it tattooed on my face.
I think we put it in a frame, an expensive frame, send it to your dad.
Here's your $120 fucking frame. I'll go into
debt for your dad, and he could put it up in his little office or whatever and be like, they used to have this iconic pod. We do have this cool photo that this actually girl put together, this like cool logo, where it's just like us with the paparazzi photo, which I feel like we could temporarily have, and then like do maybe a whole new one. But like, also, if the Gigglers are against it, I'm not doing it.
Okay, yeah, so let's take a vote.
The Gigglers are fully in control. Leave us a review if you haven't left a review and tell us, because Grace reads the reviews. I'm not allowed to.
And I never say bye on the pod, and I'm not going to start.
Okay, good. That would have been weird. Thank you guys so much for giggling with us. We love you so much. Talk to you later. Bye.